Got the chirp going on.
Yeah, I can see.
Boost Mobile. Yeah. Just over there cheating.
5G.
Yeah.
Anyway.
5G is killing us.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Episode 53.
The bill's so high.
5G killing us. And my argument to Justin is you start selling a couple of cell phones. Now you just
got. He profiled.
Like, I've been selling cell phones for 3 years now.
Now you got cell phone back. Like,
I hate my job.
5G's killing us, bro.
It's not.
We don't have to dive deeply into it on this particular episode, but I just want you to read up a little bit on
it. No, because like I said, you reread it and think it's the truth, and it's not.
After I read it, I had a choice to believe one thing or the next. Like, you can't not believe something if you don't have any information about it. That's all I'm saying. And I'm not saying you're wrong. I just want you to read it and then tell me.
I get it, but I do think you're wrong. Okay. I'll just be honest. Not you in particular, but I
you think the notion of this is as a result of 5G
right.
is wrong? I can't wait till it come to Raleigh and kill us all.
Niggas down in Raleigh. Yeah. Niggas down in Raleigh.
Oh, yeah.
With no 5G.
Yeah. How many cases in North Carolina now? Like 4,400? That's not bad.
We just overtook Italy, like the country, as the country with the highest death toll.
No, we'll. Oh,
it just happened
toll.
Today. Yeah.
Death toll, okay.
I think most cases, actually, it just happened today.
Nah, we've been had the most cases.
It must have been death toll then, because we overtook Italy this morning. I saw
New
that.
York has more cases than anybody.
Yeah.
And that happened in a span of 3 days.
Yeah, New York got like 200 and something thousand
That's
cases.
Because they all live on top of each other. Like, bruh. Heck,
but they do that. New York and like Connecticut and Jersey together.
And Baltimore.
I just feel like if coronavirus was a city, it would be Baltimore.
Yeah.
Wow.
Speaking of which, let's welcome IKEA back to the show 19 weeks later. How you doing?
I'm wonderful.
You wonderful?
Yep.
How you holding up in all this?
You see my hair, right?
Yeah, I saw when you walked in. I said, damn.
She got a little clips in there.
All right. Room.
It's the first time I've ever seen your real hair. It is. You either got a motherfucking wig or some motherfucking braids.
Well, surprise.
I didn't know you could put that bitch in the ponytail. I thought
hair,
you were bald headed.
Yeah,
she got hair. She got hair though.
You was a bald headed scallywag.
I used to be. I thought you was sweet brown.
I just got hair like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Last time you pulled up, we said this nigga Tony got some big hips.
He said, Darren Tony, put the camera on. Well, you said Tony got big hips.
She showed up in my house. I said, Tony done got wide.
I mean, he's
Tony
still wide.
Oh, man.
But now.
Another fucking weekend is more Corona.
That's all it is.
And she come over here drinking Corona.
The lead doctor for this whole shit in the White House, Dr. Fauci, whatever his name is, he said, be prepared to just go ahead and cancel summer.
That's crazy.
And he would not be surprised if schools cannot reopen in the fall.
Yeah. Well, some states that already did it. I know, like, Philly already said.
Los Angeles done ended school for the rest of the year.
We ended it, right?
No. Right now, for North Carolina, it's May 15th. Yeah, but
they're going to slow play you. It's going to be 30-day increments. They're not going to tell you, hey, it's
over. If it's 15, that's the school year over.
The problem is our kids are already about dumb as a box of fucking bricks.
Yeah.
And then we think transitioning to this whole online, had the fucking teachers that are teaching got the degree online, and we see where that got them. And now we going to ask these same bitches to teach kids. Online,
we know them. Like it's our friends. Like that's the sad part.
No comment.
Nah, but something's gonna have to be done. China just ended a 76-day lockdown. Yeah. Like they're fully functional and back up and running now.
But they probably had a real lockdown, unlike us.
Yeah, like Italy had a real lock. Like Italy
locked the whole country down.
India, they was whipped. Niggas was riding around on motorcycles, beating niggas with broomsticks to go back in the house. Y'all ain't seen that video.
Yeah. That's funny though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm just so sick. People come in my job every fucking day. Can I upgrade my phone? No, bitch.
The thing is, for me, I need people to come to my job.
Right.
So, you know, it's kind of like at the same time, y'all need to be in the house, but
Wreck your car.
Yeah. Like, let the mailbox hit it or something, right? And then come drop it off.
Well, yeah, Danny said it picked up at her branch.
It picked up. I picked up at my location.
Yeah.
I mean, the other niggas there, like, still ain't doing a whole lot, but I got enough to... My game plan, and, you know, my manager listens, whatever. But my game plan is the next meeting that they have for another round of layoffs, I want to make sure that I'm the last nigga they can decide to let go.
Well, you got to think about it. You're the last nigga they can move out.
I mean,
because no. If they fire everybody, they ain't going to be able to just push you out. So they going to need four niggas to push you out.
But
it's going to be the regional people. I keep telling you. With your job, it's going to be regional people.
Like, the thing is, like, this shit is just getting so crazy because, like, before this started, like I put it on Facebook, like, I couldn't imagine us being locked down. Now, I can't imagine us not being, I can't imagine us going back to normal. Like, you know what I mean?
This is normal to me.
Yeah.
And now, like, grocery stores taking, like, extra precautions.
As they should.
Where, like, you can, it's only, like, Harrisita was only letting, like, 20 people in.
What it
it's
is.
It's like one person per 500 square feet or some shit.
What it is the paradigm has shifted. It's a new world order, man.
Like on Handmaid's Tale.
New world order.
As niggas, we never.
What they're doing is they're pushing to crash the economy, so that there can be a one world currency, a digital currency.
Where you read this?
I heard about this a long time ago.
Listen,
Umar,
I go to sleep and like God talk to me.
You what he just talking about how religion fucked up or something?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't tell you which guy.
Somebody.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I heard a voice.
I'm not with you.
Something's gonna happen.
It makes sense, but it's like I gotta see. I'm always a see it to believe it person. It's like I'm from St. Louis.
Something's gonna happen, bro. Think like
it's a whole nigga.
Each country can only sustain their whole bailout option for so long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I don't think we can afford to work for another 30 days.
So
like,
what the unemployment shit is doing is on top of what you typically get for unemployment, like you're getting an additional $600 kicker every week. I thought it was once a month, but boy, was I wrong.
Every week.
So that's why some niggas, when they got put on unemployment, it actually benefited them. Because
You're getting more than what you're getting at your job.
You know what I mean? Because if you can max, I think the max for unemployment in North Carolina is $350 a week. Mm-hmm. But if you can, less.
It might be like, I think it's like
you remember, it used to be $550. With Pat McCrory, whatever the fuck his name is, was in office, he lowered it to 350. So it got lowered again?
I don't think
Roy did that.
Bro, $1,400 a month is like for unemployment, I feel like is
I'm telling you.
That I feel like it's enough.
I'm telling you.
But a lot of people don't even get the max.
Yeah. And then it's also taxed.
Yeah.
They're taxing it. You can choose to have it, you know, taxed later on, but my thing is like how long a 10-week period? Some shit like that.
10 to 12.
Oh, no, depending on
it depends on how if you worked many quarters. Like you gotta work I think 3 quarters in order to even qualify for
Your max, I think you gotta be at that particular job for like 2 years.
Yep.
So here's my thing. So you're working from home now?
Yep.
How's that working for y'all?
If you apply for food stamps and you ain't got them, keep waiting.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what are you doing from home is what I'm saying.
So, like, they split us up. So, like, it's a team of people that, like, are just going through the applications. Then it's a team that's just processing applications. And it's a team that's denying applications.
I'm not denying.
Because, unfortunately, you still have to fit, like, the criteria to get food stamps. If you making too much, even on unemployment.
You're not getting food
stamps. You're not getting them. Which I think is crazy because, like. If you're on unemployment, you clearly should be getting food stamps.
How long do y'all think this shit can last? How long do y'all think the government aid can last?
September.
I don't even think.
I'm sorry.
At the most.
Eventually, the country is going to have to start printing more money. And that's gonna be the acceleration.
Well, they say that they don't have it, but they keep giving these bailouts. Yeah, so
but
like,
and that's going to be the acceleration for the economy crash.
Well, money is a belief system. Anyway, it is. So it is.
Like, we
believe that dollar is a dollar.
You're right.
No.
If it doesn't hit my goddamn account, I don't believe it.
If you don't have it, like
I believe it. Yeah,
if you don't, if I don't see the bills in front of me, it's made up. Like, you know, I'm wiring $20,000 for a down payment on a house that I've never seen.
Yeah.
I've never physically, and
it's nothing backing it.
Right. I've never physically seen this $20,000 that I supposedly have.
You just know it's
never.
There.
I just know it's there. And now somebody else got it. And now on paper, you're telling me I still owe, you know, X amount on my house. I don't know how I'm going to pay you that.
Tell them how much.
Huh?
I know how much it costs. Tell them how much it costs.
I never know how you ever going to get all that.
They're not
you know
getting
what I mean? Yeah. Probably not. I can't wait to downsize.
Is that what?
In the apartment, just leave the house and rot. Fuck this goddamn thing.
Well, you're still working, thankfully.
Thank
all four of us.
Even though
working.
My hours got cut, like my check this week was $300.
How many hours you working?
$300.
So now I'm working 40 hours.
Oh,
like a normal person.
If you was you working 30, you could get you some food stamps, and you got two people in the house, so that's $355.
And yeah.
That's the maid.
Yeah,
but no,
ain't,
but your she a teacher, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell her to apply.
Word. it word.
Yes, and it's two of y'all in the house. $355. They giving the maid.
Man on the house.
Yeah. So she can say she homeless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She is technically.
Assalamu alaikum. Goddamn, what your last name is? I'm finna call him, tell him promote y'all. Did you even tell people who this was?
Yeah, say it was our kid.
Oh, we got big draws on the show tonight.
They're not big today, y'all.
Unless you got any on.
I heard regular draws somebody said look like just period panties.
Who
like,
said that? Where you hear that?
Where you hear that?
What a name.
Yeah.
The lawnmower.
Oh, that was false.
The John Deere.
I do feel like your draw is bigger than a bitch. Yeah.
Some of them.
Like, you can jump.
I mean, I wear a fucking extra large.
I was thinking 2X. That's a lot of eggs.
On the Hanes pack, an extra large is a 46 to 48.
Yo, this is
a... Ah,
shit. It's what size?
It's a 44 to...
Sound about right.
Yeah, I feel like your drawers are 44-32.
You they pants.
All right.
She got right. Remember Big Genius in school?
Yeah.
Bro, 5'2 with a 52-22 pant. God damn.
Y'all crazy.
Y'all.
Oh,
shit.
Nah, but what was we was talking about? Yeah, still more corona. We was saying, yeah, Dr. Fauci said, I mean, just go ahead. If whatever plans you have for the summer, go ahead and chalk them up.
Like, seriously, though.
He just don't see things coming back to any kind of normalcy right now.
Bro, what is... So, social distancing is a joke.
Yeah, it is. It's fucking stupid.
They don't know if it's airborne or not. So, we just out here doing stuff just to do it.
Somebody is saying, or I've read something, and according to Justin, it's a conspiracy theory, or I'm reading from bullshit sites or whatever, but...
He reading the Huffington Post talking about his facts.
Some stuff on Huffington Post is backed by...
But they're saying right now it can't be airborne because it only lasts no more than 3 seconds
in the air.
Right.
That don't make sense.
So
that's why they're saying...
Well, you know, cum dies once it hits the air. Like your sperm does.
As soon as it hit the air?
Yeah.
No.
That's what they say.
How you know? You a turkey.
No, baby. I'm saying, what I'm saying
is,
not the cum, but like the sperm in the cum dies when it hits the air. So like, if I come on this table right now, you just rub your puss on it, you're not going to get pregnant.
You nasty.
That's not, but that, you know, I'm not, like, that's disgusting, but you know what I'm saying.
That's, you weird.
Yeah.
I am.
That's a weird example.
I'm kinky.
That was a weird example.
I'm just, you get what I was trying
on
to
on Twitter the other day, IKEA said she was kinky and said she eat man.
I didn't say that.
What did you say?
I said, I would not eat a man's ass.
But you would eat ass, but not a man's ass.
Yeah.
The African one you was with was a boy.
I didn't eat an African's ass.
Yeah. I said, how old was that African? You said he turned 18.
No.
They be lying, though, because the Kim Baby Mutombo was 74.
Yeah, now.
He's 21 now.
He's 21, and the first bottle of liquor he bought was what?
Andre.
It was Whipped Pinnacle.
Whipped cream!
he bought you a bottle of Pinnacle.
Oh, my God.
We had a great night. Yeah. We had a great night.
I had you in there looking like 40-ounce bounce.
I was sweating.
Yeah. I bet, like, pieces of your head was stuck to your forehead. Like, with this.
I had braids.
I can see it, though. Like, Africans love women of your stature.
Yeah,
you know, like they love them big,
especially
bodies.
With you got hips too.
Yeah, they love bitches that's built like Crown Vicks. You know what I'm talking about?
Why he so angry?
Yeah. Just like we were talking about the 90 Day Fiance nigga, the Soulja Boy nigga. He said, "Yeah, she got a little more belly than I thought. I wanted to have, with heaps.
Cause his friend saying, "You're okay with this?"
Yeah, man, say, you need to just focus on your music, man. Just focus on your music, man. You don't need this
baby
big
girl
bitch.
Lisa.
Bitch, man. That's the dumbest show I've ever seen, bro. Like, real talk. Would you marry somebody like from overseas? It's like a 99% chance they come in just to get here. They don't want you.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think so.
They just want a green card.
Yeah, they just want a green card.
No, because they got the update show, and it's one couple on there that's like having a baby and everything.
Well, because she's stuck in now.
he's the foreign.
Oh, word.
Mm-hmm. He be eating nuts and shit in the bed, and she be like, "You getting the peanuts all over the place?"
That's not what they're talking about. That's not what they're talking about.
It's for TV.
As long as you go on 90 Day Fiance,
I'm trying to go on what's the shit that was on Netflix?
Blind Love or whatever.
Yeah.
But what is it? Oh,
they filmed it in
blind?
Chicago. I'm go out there.
They had the one clip where the nigga was like, the girl was mad because he didn't tell us that he was bisexual. But I heard the twang in his voice as soon as I started the clip. Like, he was like,
in her defense, sometimes you don't be fucking know him.
No, we know, because we hear like that boy gay. Like, yeah, what do you mean? And then he got gayer as the clip went.
He did, because he went in on her weed.
Yeah, bag. Like, yeah, and your weed bad. Uh-uh.
But the thing is, she was cool with it at first.
Yeah, it's a lot of.
You'll fuck a bisexual nigga?
Yes, she would. I know one she did fuck.
Wait a minute.
Oh, man. Woo.
I miss him.
You know how gay you just sounded.
Man, I'm going out.
Yeah. All right,
What just happened?
Speaking of kinky shit, so like
it just gets worse and worse.
You feel me? I'm over here.
I can't wait till my hair get wet and I can hit one deep.
I gotta show the people.
He's
this.
Saucy.
Yeah.
Booker T.
Man. Real spicy with his hair.
Go on, Pop Smoke. Let him know something. Shake your shit. Woo, man. Y'all got to stop. But no, on Twitter yesterday, this girl, I guess, she got mad about some nigga that did her wrong, cheated on her. She was like, "Yeah, and I be pegging the nigga. Do y'all want to see?"
And they were daring her. And she was like, "Oh, y'all don't think I do it? Posted the nigga."
And then somebody finally told her to take it down because revenge porn will get you locked the fuck up. But come to find out, I didn't see it, but they said he was sucking on the strap on.
Yes, he was.
On the Twitter.
Yeah, it was
so and
disturbing.
And when the person I was talking to about it, I was like, my eyes have been open to like a lot of shit I did not know it happened in the sexual world these days. Like, I didn't know a lot of this shit happens. Like I said, you would think like me being 31, like I would experience like not get sucking on a strap on, but like knowing that this shit works or have a bitch ask me to do some shit. Yeah. But some of the shit I'm like, it just came up out of nowhere. I'm like, where does all this come from? Subs and doms. Like, bitches walk around with a nigga on their leash and shit. Like, this shit is, like, crazy. Like, I'm freaky, and nah, I just found out I'm regular as fuck, bro. This bitch use wax and candles and shit. Like, I told her, because she got some free shit on Twitter the other day. I said, I got a candle. I've been waiting to burn this bitch. She said, no, that's not the right candle.
It's not.
Yeah, see? I don't know. Jeez, shit.
Wait.
No, they
so you said the nigga was sucking the strap on.
Yeah, somebody said you about to shake the room.
That's good.
Yeah. It was Derek. It was Derek.
Yeah.
He said the ankles wasn't the crew.
Sad, get me lit.
Yeah, I'm a slut. I'm a slut. Yeah. But no, but he was sucking on the strap on. Mary said he was drooling on it. Yeah.
Nigga was drooling on the jump.
Does that make him gay?
He took it all the way down. He took it all the way down.
What do you think?
Is it gay? Is it gay or freaky?
I mean, that's what he likes.
It's freaky. It's not gay. It's very freaky. It's not a man.
MJ, I want MJ to answer. MJ, is it gay for him to be doing such actions?
That's what he likes.
With a woman.
Answer the question, bro. That's what he likes. And your personal opinion.
It's a yes or no question.
Nah, he.
Would you suck a rubber dick, MJ?
No.
Why not?
Very weird.
Why not?
Because so you're saying it's weird, but not gay.
It's not.
What's weird about it?
Nigga.
Bro, why can't you just answer the question?
It's the substitute. It wouldn't be for me. I'm not about to judge the man.
Okay, we're not judging. It's not for you. But
I can understand
general.
Why you don't want to straddle that ass line because you want your ass ate. So,
boy,
you like butt play.
You talked about it the other day.
Talked about what?
The same thing. Getting your salad talk.
No, I did not.
Lie again.
Bro, I don't deal with salads, period.
Let them know.
Oh, we know. That's one of your good ones. Y'all like that. Yeah. You need to take all of the plays and do comedy. Oh.
He top three.
Huh?
Why y'all hating on us?
Everybody shake the room, goddamn. that's my dog. I care.
What do you think?
Is it gay?
You and your nigga having some fun. You like, fuck it, babe. Come suck my strap on.
I mean, I don't think anything that you do with another female is gay.
At all.
No. So that's just what you like. Like, you're securing your sexuality. You know what makes you feel good. So if that's what you try. But if you telling me you sucking dick.
My problem with that is, though,
where
who
did you
is
learn it from?
A nigga sucking a rubber dick or a strap on? Who is that pleasurable to?
I think it's like the.
Is it psychological?
Yeah, it's like the idea.
Psychological. So you got a strap on.
So it's like me
MJ
getting
sucking,
my dick sucked.
Yeah, you going moan?
Probably.
Huh?
Get out.
Just because it turns you on.
I'd be like, choke on it. Shit that he would tell me, I'm gonna tell him.
So you saying MJ hit you with the double hand?
Why do you keep God. Why you keep talking about
3,000
spit sensation 3,000? You gonna tell him choke on it?
Mm-hmm.
So
spit on it.
I'm about to kill everybody at this table.
So riddle me this, though. Seriously, like, let's just say you're in a relationship. Mm-hmm. You're in a while. Y'all finally comfortable, whatever. Y'all probably been comfortable. And he says, babe, I want you to get a strap on and fuck me with
you. She gonna leave that nigga.
How you gonna feel about that?
So, one, I'm gonna say,
where'd this come from?
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. I need to know.
And if he got a valid explanation, you gonna do it.
Like,
if,
he's
if
always he say, like this and he wants to try with you because he feels comfortable with you.
I'll be cool with that.
Really?
Yeah. Like, if it'd be like, it's just something that I wanted to try. But if it's something that, like, you was getting fucked before.
Like, by a man or something?
Yeah. I feel like that. But that's like a whole
other conversation. So you can't date a bisexual man then? Man of sustain, really? Damn, we about to get cancer.
I don't think I can date a man.
That like men's?
Mm-mm.
Okay. You don't think a man that like to get fucked by a strap on is gay? You just think he's just like getting fucked in the butt.
Yeah. Because, I mean, like, the prostate is in the ass.
I'll never know.
And apparently, that's a male G-spot.
Yeah.
Apparently. I'll never find out.
And, I mean,
I won't
so,
know.
I mean, Dave.
I feel like you'll neck roll and just get it done.
Oh, God.
I seen that don't rush challenge. look, Chad said.
Yeah. And he was smiling.
Yeah. I'm always smiling.
It was the curl sponge, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. No, that, he had that. Right, he just got rid of it. But not, like this, like I said, this shit just like sex is just so wild now. Like, well, maybe it's always been this wild, and we just got exposed to it because we're getting older. Because we were just ready.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think the thing, Jesse, you thought you was a freak ass boy.
I thought it was nasty.
And it's levels to freak shit.
And it's lit very.
But apparently, you ain't nowhere until you get
like, you know, they got like whole like sex clubs and stuff where you can like explore your sexuality and like what you might like and what you might not like.
Yeah,
Big Lip
Shotty was telling me about it.
Yeah, it's a whole
Central bunch of Ashley. She be talking about it like on Facebook and
it's
shit.
It's a whole
like,
bunch of little places. There's a lot of places in like DC that's like members only and shit.
Word. Yeah, Big Dave be going to that shit.
You serious?
He go to Black Rose.
Yeah, he be going to them mansions.
That's what I'm saying. Like, bro, it's like we
but
thought,
see them mansions, that's like yeah, a he step said he above.
He said he be like fucking niggas, bitches in front of the niggas, like,
and they pay you to do that shit.
Yeah,
well, I've been looking for
niggas just over there, like, just jerking off.
You gotta be in the lifestyle.
I'm trying to now. So here's my thing, though. So I'm out here television. Yeah, I eat your ass. I'm real
that's
cute.
Regular as fuck.
Yeah. I put your toy in my mouth while I'm deep down in you. They like, you know what I mean? Like,
really, you ain't quite doing it for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta tell them I'll let you put a finger in my ass. That's where it is.
And
today.
then they'll perk up like, okay, now keep going. That's a thing,
yeah.
Bro.
Is that where it is today?
You ever did that? Stuck your finger in one of your three boyfriends' butt?
You stuck your finger in a man's ass before?
I've never stuck my finger.
I was asking, like, don't say it like we was like.
No,
like,
I've never stuck my finger in a man's ass.
So my thing is like. You did say you into some kinky shit the other day or whatever. So where did this come from?
What kind of like what is kinky though?
We know it ain't car sex.
I seen it trying to fuck in a Ford Focus one day. I said, God damn.
First of all, no, you have not.
It'll be F-150 sex.
Huh? Astro, man.
Oh yeah, I forgot you got like
it'll be you Amazon Sprinter, man. So
you said she was an Amazon Sprinter van.
Yeah, but it ain't no Nissan Altima. That's for sure.
Can't fit in the bag.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like
Altima, and that's like the big joint, right?
No, she gonna need the UPS.
Oh, you need a Maxima?
That nigga said the UPS.
I can get in the back of a Maxima.
Somebody said you said a UPS truck.
The brown truck.
Yeah, but could you name the if you don't mind naming the things you said you were into the other day. You put it on Twitter, so you probably, of course.
What did I say? I said hypoxia.
I don't know what that is, but yeah.
So hypoxia is, so you could die from hypoxia. So it's like being choked to the point that you literally about to lose consciousness. Yeah.
You like that?
It's levels to it.
So you like to be choked like that?
Mm-hmm. So I get off on pain.
Okay.
I'm a masochist, so.
You're what?
A masochist. Like, you know, you got sadism, masochism.
The other word she's trying to say is a masochist.
Same shit.
I don't know what the fuck that is. Y'all just
it's a person that enjoys pain. Okay. Pain like gets them off.
But so, I don't like blood. I don't like blood.
You don't like blood, okay. As you shouldn't.
You ever fought a nigga?
Have I fought a nigga? When I was
sick.
Young.
Y'all had sex right afterward.
Nah.
So you like hypoxia? I know you said something about wax play, which I thought was crazy.
That's
crazy. That's not crazy. I was just like, not crazy as in like I can't believe. I just like it. Like I said, that's one of them things. Like I said, I didn't realize bitches was really into.
What is that? You wax pour burn the candle on people
because because of pain, right? So most of your kinks are pain.
Yeah, it's like sensation stuff.
Like
sensation play.
When you fry,
That's just some. I feel like that's just. Baltimore bitches. You know what I mean? Like, you
be like,
burn a cigarette on my. Yeah, my
don't burn back. No fucking cigarette on me.
Yeah, put some black and mild in my asshole.
While it lit.
A wood tip.
You know what I mean? Like, they aggressive in Baltimore, bro.
Oh,
like,
I've been watching The Wire for like the last like 2 weeks.
Extremely aggressive.
The first season?
No, I've been watching all of it. Yeah. I'm on like I'm on the end of season 3 now.
What y'all
like,
saying, Baltimore Young and Be Lunching? Yeah, that's DC. That's
the same shit.
It's not the same shit.
Don't do that.
Yeah, I know, because no, they, not no offense to DC, like, but Baltimore look different. Baltimore.
Say y'all 2. Be like, what's up, dummy?
Please say 2.
Why?
I love it.
First say
it turns me on for some reason.
Say dog.
Dog.
Dude. Yeah, earlier she said Joob.
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 Yeah. No, but like T. I don't even know how to say it, like T.
Yeah, I'll be calling people dummy and stupid and shit like that. Like, it's.
People be thinking it's aggressive.
It is so offensive, apparently.
Fuck it. Like, cause think about it. Like, we nice in the South and she come say some shit.
Stupid
like that.
Is offensive. When me and Justin lived in Briar Creek, it's just me and a nigga in the house. I forgot what happened one night. And I called a nigga stupid.
Yeah, it was about Drake.
Were we arguing about Drake?
Yeah. Cause you said Drake was a like better than Jay-Z or some stupid shit. And this was like 3 years ago. I'm like, are you serious? I was like, he's like, no, you look at me, he was like, are you fucking stupid? Call me stupid, yeah, I slapped the shit out of you.
But see, stupid and dummy is like.
No, but like, so like, I just never.
Endearment.
You know, not, no, it's yeah, like, for like, me, I don't like, I just don't like to be called like, stupid by anybody. Like, cause my mama used to do it when I was younger. Like, and I hate dummy. It.
You know what I mean? Beat up your mama.
And I couldn't. You know, out of respect, you know. But I don't like when anybody calls me stupid. Like, it's been, I've been, in any term, I don't like nobody calls me stupid. Cause yeah. I, like, not saying I'm smarter than you or we smarter than each other, but like, more than likely, if you call me stupid, I'm probably smarter than you.
Yeah.
And people, I've been at jobs and shit where people call me stupid. Like, look, I slap the shit out of you right in here. Like, I don't care about this job. Like, you know what I mean?
So, yeah, a job.
Yeah. But like, Janet, like, he called me stupid, and I said,
a joke.
I said,
like, it caught me off guard, his response, because obviously we were just having a casual conversation. And like, he really took offense to it.
We didn't talk for like an hour, and he said, you ready to go get something to eat? Like, everything was right, man. Like,
he said, yes.
He was hungry.
You driving.
Yeah, yeah, crazy.
Hey, look, stimulus checks dropping.
I heard.
Mine ain't hit.
It's like, niggas been lying about it for 2 weeks.
Like,
I've been checking my account too.
Nah. The government said it was going to start rolling out on the 6th. So niggas that said it 2 weeks ago was clearly lying. But nah, like niggas that got like USAA and Navy Federal and shit, like their shit's pending.
I got USAA. My shit is not like, pending.
For a bank account or, yeah. Not, or car insurance?
I got a bank account with the
AA. Okay. Like, go check again.
That shit is not pending. And I've been checking my state employees.
Yeah. And then, like, did you do, which account did your tax returns go to?
My state employees.
So it's going to come to your state employees account.
I'm pressed too.
Yeah. I'm impressed.
Credit unions usually get the shit last.
Yeah. Because they've been real slow with our paychecks lately ever since this corona shit hit. Yeah. Like, I thought I didn't get paid last week. And I was saying, well, guess who's not coming back in here?
So it's really affected you then.
Like, they've been getting slow. Like, we didn't get paid till Saturday.
They probably had to lay people off.
But I think it's right, like, because state employees going to pay anyway. But, like, this, so Durham County probably hasn't, like, paid the bank yet, if that makes sense.
Yeah. That's this shit. Like, this is just wild.
But they know they're going to get paid at some point. So they just, like, gave everybody the.
So instead of, like, they ain't getting over us. So what they do is they give us a week off paid so they don't have to pay us the extra shit.
Yeah. Yeah. What you gonna do with your $1,200, MJ?
Save it.
You gonna save it?
Yeah, I'm trying to buy a house.
Okay.
You gonna save it?
He's still working and shit, though.
So I'm working too, but like, you gonna save it? We about to fuck this money up.
Well, you do what you gotta do.
But what you got planned for yours?
I'm gonna buy me some hair.
Hey, I knew it.
I might
from
buy
China.
I'm either gonna buy some hair or I'm gonna buy a bag. I really want a new bag, so I think I'm gonna buy a new bag.
Somebody said the checks would be hitting on the week of the 15th at Navy Federal.
Who said that?
Jay Freeman. She said they sent an email out.
What you doing?
To be honest with
about
you.
About to buy some VC for your My Player, ain't you?
Nah. Oh. I ain't fucked with that My Player in weeks. Now I'm going to pay this credit card debt down, man. Because like I said, that's what kind of kept me afloat while I was jobless. So I need to pay them down so I can get my credit back. Right? My credit dropped terribly in the last few months. So that's what I need it for, to be real. So.
Well, I guess I'm going to say mine too then.
Yeah.
So you gonna change your answer.
Yeah, so nah, but somebody had a problem with, so Drew Witt put when he put 1200, like he was like what is it, 120 times.
He tied 10%
and then saved the rest.
Jesus can't get none of this.
I'm gonna go ahead
and tell you right now. God understand that we're suffering.
God financially. Yeah.
Right. This is a blessing. This free money for me. Yeah, like, I ain't work for this.
I thought you were supposed to. You're supposed to tithe. What does the Bible say?
10%.
10% of what?
Off the first.
Income,
for the taxes.
Yeah. I want to know what the exact words are being said of what. God never said tithe 10% of the stimulus package. He did.
It says
no, you don't. So you don't got to tithe the stimulus package.
This ain't an earning.
It's giving. It's a gift.
This is a bailout. This is a.
It's a gift.
Here we go. We gonna help you out a little bit.
Mm-hmm. A real little bit.
Like I never understood that with the church. Like I MJ, maybe because
your currency changes as time changes. It was never money in the beginning.
Okay.
It was like.
You gonna tie the goat
and all that other stuff, and then when it became money, it's hey, whatever you covet, I need 10%.
I never understood like so preachers push hard every Sunday at least, and it makes me so uncomfortable. At least 20-25 minutes, like they're giving you all these reasons you need to tithe and
the fucking building
fund. Yeah, we want to open up a child sanctuary so your kids can have somewhere. You know, this one church, I ain't gonna call no names, said they're planning on building apartment complexes and storefronts and shit. Like, nigga, what?
Dude, did you see the list of...
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
They're benefiting off the Lord.
No. My problem is now we have now shifted our focus of, like, for going to church.
Yeah, instead of it's about making money and not the Lord. Yeah.
But hasn't it always been...
Yeah, I've always thought the church was like the biggest crooks, like the bigger churches anyway, not like the small town.
Like Jamal Bryant. You know, that nigga is, I don't mean calling him here.
No, he ain't nigga. Who that?
He is charging people to take the fucking corona test.
I'm sure he had to pay for it.
So, did y'all see the list of
they came from the health department.
Who are we talking about?
Jamal Bryant.
The one that played football?
No.
He's some kind of like celebrity pastor or some shit like that.
Like he was a big pastor in Baltimore, but he had to like leave Baltimore because there was too many scandals, and then he got a mega church in Atlanta.
Oh, that's the one that's and he dating the bitch from Real Housewives?
Yes.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Housewives of Potomac.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's his ex-wife.
Yeah, I didn't see the meme where it showed the top 10 highest paid pastors and like the top nigga is worth $760 million.
Joel Osteen
was like fifth and he only worth like $100
million. I know my boy TD the Drakes.
$18 million.
Oh, he ain't made top 10?
So who's number
one? He in the top 10, but he's only
$18 million. Who number one?
His name was, I can't think of it.
Creflo.
No, Creflo was like number four. Creflo was asking for a fucking jet like, what, 8 years ago. You remember that? Yeah. But niggas worth $760 million. They list all the top 10. Guess how much money they giving to the coronavirus relief thing?
$5.
$0 fucking dollars.
I seen a clip of was it Creflo Dollar the other day? He said we gonna blow the breath of Jesus on the coronavirus. I said nigga, he just spit on somebody.
Y'all know his name, Credulous. That's his real name.
It probably made it up.
Like yeah, I had to be like,
nah, but I'm saying like the church be tripping, man. Like,
yeah,
and pastors be having the audacity, the unmitigated gall to say, I know you may be struggling right now, but guess what? If you give today, the Lord will give back 10 times more. Mm-hmm. No, the bitch that just gave you her last $100 is now getting evicted. And you're standing there not doing anything.
It's Kenneth dude. Copeland. Yeah, Kenneth Copeland.
That's the nigga that be like when Uncut used to go off. He used to come on.
Yep.
Like
Peter pop off on there.
You feel me though? Like why are you pushing? Why are you pushing people that don't have it to give? You're guilt tripping people.
But they
people.
Be the main ones that be giving though. The you're ones guilt- that don't have
exactly it. Because they
believe.
I tell you, MJ. Unfortunately. So say what you want, but the church has the power to brainwash people.
So
and I don't like it.
As a preacher's kid, my mama has a church and there's only 7 people in the church. She pays the rent. There's like four people in there that are under 16.
When they chip in on the light bill.
They don't chip in nothing. So she pays all of that out of pocket herself.
No, that's what I'm saying.
What he said. The smaller churches.
The smaller church. Even like the church I grew up in. Like, you're talking about like 40, maybe 50 people, if that. Like,
I'm not saying mega churches don't. All churches ain't like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
I've seen Creflo Dollar's church. It's a college campus.
I've been to his church.
Yeah.
I've been to his church.
Like, you're
they're doing crazy.
You're texting a dollar amount.
The shit in Elizabeth City. I hate to say it. Same shit.
He's got four kids.
Yeah, text your dollar amount to 34569. However much you want to give, you just text that amount. Like, that's the kind of. So you can't now use "I don't have any cash" as an excuse not to give.
Well, they pay checks too, though.
Yeah, like the fucking ushers walk around with the little squares.
Yep.
You can swipe your card now. Like,
yep.
Wow,
that's the shit they doing. That's what they doing.
Because you're not leaving without.
And now they're not only collecting one offering.
It'd be twice.
There's an offering for everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I know. My church has three.
You got your offering, your tithes, and then
offering. Oh, we did too. Tithes and offering was together.
I mean, I've seen where pastors are saying this offering is to pay the staff. This next offering is for the traveling ministry. This next offering is to build the daycare. Mm. This next offering is for Sister Maxine that's in the ICU. Let me tell you something. If Sister Maxine anything over 50, she fucked.
What's the difference?
So we can go ahead and cross that one off.
So if she don't make it out the ICU, do you get your money back?
You better set up a GoFundMe. Leave me the fuck alone.
What's the difference between paying taxes, though? Your tax is supposed to go to all these places, and you don't see none of it happening. So why are you paying taxes?
Yeah, so you fool me once, shame on you.
And you do it every year.
You can't get fooled again.
You do it every year. You pay taxes every year.
You know what?
And all this money, you supposedly get new schools.
To a certain...
Niggas can't even read clocks, Chad.
To a certain extent.
That's why ours only got five.
To a certain extent, we don't have much of a choice. We really do.
You do.
You can sign the paperwork to waive your, shit way paying taxes, but it's so much easier to just go to church and not pay offering.
Right.
Oh. You know what I mean? Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
I ain't never been to a church that forced you to pay an offering.
And I'd have been to church a few times.
You have never been there, but there are churches like that are around. Like, I'm sorry, I'd much rather give my $10 to the nigga at the stoplight.
I do that all the time.
I buy a nigga.
You be giving them
$10?
So what happened?
Like dummies.
No, you be giving them $10?
No. But
them niggas on Miami Boulevard,
I buy
them.
They
not homeless.
They not.
They don't want a meal. They don't want
a meal.
So, no, what I'm saying is, let's say I go, I'll get 40, I have to go get a cut. It only costs 30.
Mm-hmm.
Then what I do is when I get to 40, I go to the store because I'm going to break that 20 down because I'm not giving him, I ain't going to have him talking about he ain't got no change. So, I give him about 30, 32. I always usually give him about 35. Because my haircut 30, so I give him
35.
Yeah. So, then when I'm at the stoplight, he's usually somebody there. That's $5. Like, he'll take it.
Giving them $5?
They.
Shit.
You ever pull up to a stoplight eating, and one of them just looking right?
Yep, I did it today.
Just looking right into your soul.
Yeah.
He had his little sign, and he, put it up a little higher so I could see it.
What was you eating?
Gone.
The Bojangles.
I knew it. It's a ring.
A piece of chicken.
Nah, I had a cheddar bowl biscuit.
You could have gave him a piece.
For what? That shit was like $2.
I thought you was about to say two bites.
It was gone in about two bites.
Okay.
I was hungry.
She had a big mouth.
It's not.
Hey, look. That. You seen the bitch that said, you seen the woman, the young lady.
She a bitch,
right? Yeah, she is, for what she said. She said, if my man at the store, he called me and asked me, if I wanted anything from the store, and I say no, but then he come home, and he ain't bring me nothing that don't sit well.
It don't sit right with her spirit.
Yeah,
fuck her spirit.
You got the spirit of the devil.
So yeah, exactly. So here's my thing.
You get for what you ask.
So that's what I'm saying. Then if I bring you something, I didn't fucking listen. That's what I'm saying. I don't get it.
Yeah, because when you bring it, she not going to be grateful because she ain't want it anyway.
I mean, thanks.
I don't even need almond joys. Like,
you don't eat these nuts.
Like, what the fuck you mean you don't eat Skittles, bitch?
Yeah, like, you ate some of mine yesterday when I didn't want you to have it. Yeah,
what's his name died for this?
He died.
He did.
Trayvon.
My God.
He did, though. He had Skittles.
No. First of all, no. Hear me out. No.
He had a pack of... I'm just saying.
There's a young black kid that... There's a young black kid that died eating a bag of Skittles and drinking a can of Arizona, and I bought you some Skittles in his memory. And you going to sit here and tell me...
You did it in his memory?
You don't want the tropical fruit Skittles I just bought?
He didn't have a tropical bag.
I bought you the purple bag. What color bag did he have?
He had the purple bag. Yeah. That ain't the tropical.
Yeah.
The blue bag.
The blue bag. What's the purple bag?
I don't know what the blue bag is.
I thought that was the tropical one.
I think the purple bag of Skittles got peanuts. Don't nobody
want color. I like the purple bag.
They always fully stop.
I like the purple bag. But I like the red bags, the regular ones.
All the Skittles taste the same.
But they switched out that green, and the green is apple now.
But if I ever make it, I'm going to put 100 racks on Zimmerman shit.
Yeah.
Y'all heard it here.
For real, fuck him. Yeah.
But no, so a nigga tried to explain
this. We can go get his ass now.
Yeah, for real. He regular.
He not protected.
At all.
Lord Jesus.
Just stay in your ground.
Yeah, all we got to do is rent out a place where he live at and stay there for like 30 days. That's it. We just got to have it for 30 days.
And if he just so
happens. If he walk on the lawn.
Light his ass up.
Out of here.
Well, Stanley say, stay off my freaking grass.
Freaking grass.
But like, I'm serious shit. But back to the not seeing right with the bitch or whatever.
That's dumb.
A nigga tried to explain it. He said, if you know your lady... like Pepsi, and there's no Pepsi in there. No, I think I really posted it.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah,
same. Yeah. Like Spice Adams.
My feelings hurt.
But the nigga tried to say, if there's no Pepsi in the house and you know your lady like Pepsi, bring her Pepsi, even though she might not want it then, put it in the refrigerator. She's going to want it. Yeah, and I'm just like, so? She should have asked for it.
Why you gotta do all
that's
this?
That's exactly why you buy yourself.
Buy yourself too.
Facts.
We talk about it all the time, like how we ain't shit.
I own it though.
I do too, shit. But no, but like, I get it, but I'm just saying, like.
Yeah. But I know, like, if I'm going somewhere and I see something, I'm like, oh, my nigga like this, I'm gonna get it anyway.
Really?
That's just how I am.
I mean, it depends.
I'ma always have something.
It depends. If I'm out of country, and I see a keychain with your name.
So if you in a regular store and you see something, oh, my lady might like this. You not just gonna grab it?
I already probably don't even want to be in that fucking store.
Wow.
I don't feel like stopping to get gas. What makes you think I'ma stop, get gas, then go inside the store to get you a can of ginger ale just because I know you like ginger ale?
No,
that's crazy.
No, I get that because like you won't go in there. So
if I'm going in the store to get myself a sweet treat,
want to.
Yeah, whatever.
Because you don't want to share.
Exactly.
That's not
three treats.
Three treats. Three of them. Because he gonna have two.
Yeah,
easy. One for the ride home. One for the ride home.
I usually do that. Like, I get something for me and her, I eat mine, and then when I get home, I eat mine again, but share it.
So I bet you want a piece.
I don't have a problem sharing that one, because I already have. Like,
you already ate two Reese's cups.
Not Reese's, I'm gonna die.
Oh, yeah, guys, you there's your peanut butter. All I can do is start itching. Oh, that's all I think.
What else is on the list, MJ?
Somebody said we do that to make sure the pussy supply stay on. I mean, they still ain't gonna fuck us either way.
Yeah.
Not really. Like, and he married, so I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Yeah.
I've been to spend a band on Christmas and she rolled over and went to sleep.
You bad off.
Cold world.
Man, no blanket, goddamn.
I never wanted to punch her in the back of her shit more in my life, goddamn.
You're not punching her back. Like, don't punch her head. Punch her.
She can hit that little flex pause.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of the goddamn spot.
The only thing we got, not really.
Oh, Tory Lanez has won this little quarantine period.
Yeah.
You don't think Boosie?
No.
Boosie had bitches.
I think he was he was like at the beginning.
Boosie's just funny, but I'm talking about like if for like real life.
Tory Lanez got bitches.
Real life entertainment. Yeah.
Tory Lanez got bitches pouring milk on their ass.
Yeah, and sprinkles, right? Yeah, I seen a bitch with sprinkles.
And Tory said, calcium! Calcium! Quarantine radio! Quarantine. And then drop some poopity scoop after he done built up all that hype.
I mean, it's...
Yeah, exactly.
Is it an album? What is it?
So the thing is, I don't think he does albums. He just does mixtapes.
Okay, yeah. Well, does mixtape get a 5 out of 10?
If that. So his new Toronto shit be his rap shit. The Chicks tape shit be like his singing shit. I like singing Tory Lanez. I don't like rapping Tory Lanez. You know what I mean?
Because rapping Tory Lanez kind of like corny.
Yeah, he got a hairline.
Shit, broke in a minute. He spazzed on that.
I mean, like, I know he can rap. I just don't like it.
There's one shit on his new shit. Is it Stupid Again? Mm.
That's the one that's on the main shit. Like,
when Stupid Again, he snapped on that. Like,
I just feel like he lame in real life.
Yep, and he little.
Yeah. He just snuck somebody like 2 weeks ago. And then, and
like 5'6".
I mean, what did they do to deserve it?
I don't know, it was in a barbershop. And I guess he didn't expect this last nigga to swing on me. And like, I was like, to me, that's your fault. You should, like, I'm always swinging first. Like, yeah, I'm never getting swung on. Ever.
But see, if they swing on you first, you win the lawsuit.
But you're right. I'm not swinging first. I'm gonna let you hit me first.
You have to always let them.
And then when I get
beat
up, I'm pressing charges.
You have to always let them. Yeah, you hit me, lawsuit. You'll never work a decent job a day in your life ever again.
Decent job
ever again.
No, I get it. So you'd rather take that ass off?
Yep.
My pride.
Well, you hit me first. I probably just
lawsuit.
Yeah.
Had a drink.
Yeah.
His hands were too big. I felt threatened for my life.
And they gonna say, "Nigga, you 420." I can see it now.
Oh man, MJ, what else we had?
He said, "Ikea said her DM been popping since quarantine."
Yeah. It's the same niggas though.
Same niggas, but they want to rekindle.
They try to come back.
It's gotta like niggas that like ain't never fucked but wanna fuck.
They think because you bored, you gonna go for it now. The niggas have been posting that. They be like, yeah, she bored now. Like, go for it. It ain't working. It ain't working.
You trust me. You gotta... Never mind. I ain't gonna put your business out.
Shit.
Nah, because, like, it's gonna be so many hurt feelings, like, once this shit get lifted. Because
and I be, like, entertaining the shit, and I don't even like them niggas. Like,
right, that's what I'm saying. Because, like, in 3 months, you
what do you do it for?
Fun?
I be bored. Like... They come through my phone, they be like, oh, hey.
Oh, I thought you were saying you fuck niggas for fun.
Because I think because she's stuck in the house and she like...
What Black Yonza say?
Sight.
Whore.
Well.
Hey.
Fuck you, looking at that bitch.
Nah, OnlyFans. Y'all seen the joint where the girl bought her dream house? Off OnlyFans
before she turned 22.
It was a
nice house.
Hey, look. It was nice.
Drop your comment.
I got an announcement to make. A lot of you bitches need to make them. Like, you don't have nothing else going better for you in life.
Damn.
But your news and your sex tape. Just go ahead and send it to me.
You anybody
for free?
Now I'll send you $40-$50.
Anybody you know got one?
You thinking about
Justin?
It?
Justin, anybody?
My news not that fire.
Anybody you know got an OnlyFans?
How many? What?
Anybody you know got an OnlyFans?
Not personally, no. Just one girl that I follow on social media.
I know one person that's dropping the OnlyFans coming soon.
Chizza.
Lizzo.
Same shit.
April 22nd, world premiere.
I don't want to see it.
I'm going to subscribe.
Yeah. And like, it's because you support that bitch.
I mean, like, she probably going to be playing with her pussy and playing
the flute. You think so?
If she playing with her pussy and playing the flute at the same time, like... I'm gonna watch
that's
that.
That's a circus act.
No, yeah, exactly. Is it, she.
Yeah, okay, I'm gonna pay to see that shit.
She elephant. But anyway, shit. I despise her, honestly. And it has nothing to do with her being fat. She's just extra as fucking annoying.
I can see her using a stick of butter right now. It's gonna come out melted.
She probably got real big areolas, too.
Yeah, I already know. Like, she had her titties out on.
You seen them?
On Hustlers, the movie Hustlers. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. But like, she's just extra to me. Like, it's nothing to do with
she's
her.
She's an entertainer.
Extra. Yeah.
What entertainer ain't extra?
A lot of them.
Right. You gotta think, and to some degree, they are. Mm-hmm. Like, you gotta be a little bit more like
to set yourself out from everybody else.
Yeah, she's like, okay, I'm fat. Here I am.
It's a lot of fat bitches. Like, it's a lot of fat bitches on Twitter, like, putting their little news and shit up.
Let me tell you something. I have not seen so much fucking porn since this pandemic started.
Well, it is good.
I love amateur porn. Like, oh, my God.
It's good.
Like this OnlyFans, like, I follow so many bitches with OnlyFans now. And
you
just
mean,
to see,
you be subscribing?
No, not, like, I only subscribe to two right now. but what I'm saying is you go to their page and just hit the media, and they got clips and shit up there.
So
I'm just jacking off the 10-second clips.
The little 20-second jack.
The AFA, the Adult Film Association, said this is going to be a record year.
Yeah.
So that means we should get in.
For the pornography.
Right. Cause look, I watched my sex tape on the TV the other day just for a pick me up. Cause my dick looked a little big on the TV.
Bro, I seen you and Ryan Lee going back. It's like 50-inch TV. He was like, "That means," and he's like, "You're right."
My dick was about 20 inches. Look, my dick was so big on that TV. And my TV not that big, but it just made me feel good.
Yeah, you had it set to widescreen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Girl crazy.
You hear me? Like.
This is like a 4-lane highway.
But now, but like for real, like friend of mine, she just got furloughed. She was like, I might start selling news. I'm like, and you know,
niggas out here buying feet pictures.
That's what I'm saying. I told her, I said it could be lucrative for you, even if it's like just like titty pics, bro. Like, I mean, niggas will pay for anything. Like,
especially white niggas.
Yeah, I mean, these same bitches is gonna send the news to niggas for free. Might as well get paid for it.
Right. That's something, like,
it is true.
And, like, somebody are like, I've been wanting to see your titties since you got here. I ain't gonna front on you. That's what I'm saying. So, imagine.
It probably got a black ring underneath. You
know? No, it does not. No.
Make sure you wash it properly. It's wet.
$10 she lifted that bitch up. That
it's a black ring.
She got a ring of fucking powder under there. You know, big dogs use a lot of powder on their chest.
I don't have powder on.
Yeah. But now, my point I'm trying to make is if a nigga like me want to see it, so I already know some niggas that don't know you will be impressed and be like, and pay for it. You know what I'm saying? I know you, so I'm just like,
BBW's in style now.
Yeah, they are. Like, I just don't like Lizzo, but if
I like
she
Lizzo.
Like an extra BBW. You know?
What's the SS stand?
Super size.
Lizzo cool. I enjoy her music.
I know two songs.
Her energy is amazing.
She's a great performer. Like, I've seen a lot of her. She's a great
I saw her on Saturday Night Live. It was cool.
You can't take away from like her talent.
And she's staying relevant. So I mean,
I don't care. I really don't. Not a fan, I'm sorry.
But you still want to see her titties?
I don't, actually. I'm not.
Because you already seen
her. You don't want to see her titties?
You want to see her pussy?
You asked to see one of them titties last week.
Who? A big bitch?
She looked like Rod.
Oh, no, I did not.
I did.
You did it.
I did
you
not.
You did ask to see it.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
I did not.
Using them comments heavy.
No, she says Titty Tuesdays. I put my eyes in the comment.
You wanted to see
them.
Not her titties.
Yes, you did.
She got an OnlyFans. You said the $40?
Bitch, like, hell no. I said I ain't spent the 10 you sent me for my birthday. What do you mean?
Don't be saying.
We like best friends.
Just show me who it is when we get off.
I will. Me personally, I have subscribed to some OnlyFans just to see what it was like for like a month. So it like that, and that's a quick sometimes $3, $5, $10. Sometimes some bitches are charching $20, $40.
I'm gonna charge 40 for my shit.
Yeah, Dave, you're not getting that. You have to run so many promotions.
You have to 3 months before that.
I just feel like you're gonna have to do $2 bundle pack. $2 $2 for the zip.
What a lot of them do is,
I thought I was worth at least 40. Probably
I seen you 40, but you gotta send me your whole little hidden folder.
The whole
hidden folder.
I ain't gonna be able to do it.
but what a lot of these freaks do, that the subscription be low, like $2-3. But yeah, they want you to DM them. They want you to give them money so they can send.
And
you
the thing
content.
Is, if you gonna be sending me DMs, like pay me to DM you. Like the fuck.
That's what they do,
bro. I seen a
the premium snaps and shit. That's what they do.
I seen a Dropbox the other day that was insane.
None of the mega leak joints.
You nutted off of it.
No. The girl was showing me her dropout. Her drop. I said, what in the world?
And she doing it for free.
For free.
Aren't you in a relationship?
No. Aren't you in a relationship?
Shit. I am.
Cool. Shit.
I just asked.
Yeah.
But no, this is.
You got a wife?
Don't
ask me for another double date because I'm going to spill the beans.
Hey, look.
Y'all be going on double dates?
Hey, when I tell y'all who it is, y'all going to be like, why did you waste your time? Yeah, why did I waste my time, right?
Nah, I want to see it too.
Who was
just
it?
Ask her.
Yeah, I did.
For free?
She probably showed you who it was in person. She's not going
to
send it to
you. Yeah, she's not going to send it to you.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you next to
why
her.
Why shouldn't you charge you? To charge your ass.
Girl, you got you know what? Wrap this up because she is out of control.
She got a little piece of hairline missing too. Let's go. Right. You need a barbershop worse than we do. I need one bad. I miss haircuts. I miss six.
Yeah.
I really miss six.
S-E-C-K-S.
When last time you asked it?
Tomorrow.
Take it out, Pop Smoke.
Hey, look, man, y'all continue to
stay home.
Stay safe. Stay home if you don't have to be outside for any reason. You know, kudos to the essential workers. Not like my type of essential work. I'm talking about like the MJs. You know what I mean?
And we really do appreciate what you do.
Me working, my job saying I'm essential is money motivated, right? You know, you being deemed essential is actually because you're a necessity. The doctors, the nurses, you know,
fucking
other first
me,
responders.
The people that work at DSS.
I almost
DSS.
Called you out your name. Y'all can hold them food stamps for now. Just
y'all denying everybody anyway. Yeah, you not.
Yeah, all the DSS know you is up here smoking
if
weed.
If your name come, hey, I ain't smoking weed. But if your name come across my desk, I'ma just go ahead and approve it.
Now for y'all, stay safe. Stay the fuck at home.
Like, you know what? But before we go out, like, some of y'all parents, when y'all came inside from outside, never like sent y'all ass straight to the bathroom to go
wash your
hands and
yep.
or take a shower. Don't you ain't sitting on the couch with your outside clothes on, shit like, and it's showing,
right?
Y'all really getting exposed. Like, I see niggas talking about they've been washing their hands now. Like, the shit
more
we're doing
ever.
Now
is what you should
is actually what you should have been doing.
I feel disgusting when I come from outside, especially like in the like warmer months.
Yeah.
I feel disgusting.
I don't like touching shit.
And the
like, what I'm saying is when I come home, I have to like
easily
wash.
Three showers a day.
Yeah.
In the summer.
You try to keep that pussy clean. Okay.
Good night. It's squeaky clean.